Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio for this half-an-hour show. It's wet and rainy here in Jacksonville, Florida today. Today's Monday, January 12th, 2015. Happy New Year. I pray it will be a good year for you. You can call in now, live, right now on Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. I'm coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida, broadcasting here live here on blogtalkradio.com/pointman70. Scammers, beware. God Almighty is going to get you. Do not scam people. That's sin. Repent. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent from your wicked ways, your abominable ways, and he will save your soul, and you'll go to heaven. But if you do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ, receive him into your heart by faith, you're on your way to the lake of fire to burn there forever. The lake of fire is thousands of degrees heat, nothing but fire and brimstone. Not a drop of water, no food, torment, weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth forever. Don't go there. That's why God sent his blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb. And he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. In one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Okay? Now, the way I see end time events, we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist. Now, a lot of people are saying that the Antichrist is President Barack Hussein Obama. I hope not for his sake, because if he is, the Bible says in Revelation, the book of Revelation, the final book of the Holy Word of God, that the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Also, a lot of people are saying that the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church is the false prophet. And not too long ago, the Pope and President Barack Hussein Obama joined up with each other. And, you know, the Bible says in end time events that a mark is going to be distributed either in the right wrist or the forehead. Excuse me. And whoever takes the mark of the beast, now the beast is another name for the Antichrist, whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Now, the true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark. I'm never going to take that mark. No way. No way. Because I love God. Even though I fail God, we all do. God is with us. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, he provided himself for us. And he died on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the whole world. Stand by. Also, I've been having a problem with my Yahoo email. So you can send me emails now to quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled quakeman30@gmail.com. Okay? And you can call me on my cell phone anytime, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. Of course, you dial one first. You can call in live right now here at Blog Talk Radio. And the phone number, you dial one first, of course, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. Now, here's my sponsors. Contact Miguel Salas, Home Video Studio, video services for everyone. They're located at 1250 Beach Boulevard, Jacksonville Beach, Florida, 32250. Their phone number, area code 904-612-3032. They have a toll-free number, too. Area code 877-618-3553. So that's Home Video Studio, video services for everyone. Once again, the phone numbers, 904-612-3032 or toll-free 877-618-3553. They offer these services there. They have video editing, home movie transfer, DVD and CD duplication, video to DVD transfer, DVD deluxe, photo video keepsakes, video production, videotape duplication, videotape repair, international conversions, format conversions, video prints, photos from your videos, legal video services, sports highlights and scholarship videos, video to computer file conversion, family time videos. This is your lifetime video, DVD authoring, documentary-style corporate videos, savers of the family archives, video life stories. Everyone has a story to tell. So check them out, Home Video Studio. Also, I want to put in a good word for Bonos. Now, right now I'm broadcasting here on my cell phone, 904-504-4283. So right now I'm broadcasting on my cell phone, so call me later, okay? Check out Bono's Pit Barbecue. The phone number, 904-223-1391. This one's located at 3303 South San Pablo Road. Bono's Pit Barbecue. For takeout, give them a call, 904-223-1391. And at 3303 South San Pablo Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Okay? And so I said I would put in a good word for them. I go to Trinity Baptist Church. Went to the church services yesterday. They honored Dr. Willinger. He's been there, a faithful servant of the Lord, more than 40 years. And God bless him and his family. Check out Trinity Baptist Church. That's my home church here in Jacksonville, Florida. They're located at 800 Hammond Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida. 596-2400. So that's area code 904-596-2400. Check out their website at www.tbc.org. Also, they're on Instagram at tbcjax. Also, they're on Twitter, twitter.com/tbcjax. And check out their Facebook site, facebook.com/tbcjax. Trinity Baptist Church, service times they have on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m., Sundays 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., Sunday evenings 6 p.m., and on Wednesdays at 6:30. So check out Trinity Baptist Church. You're more than welcome to come. It's a great church. It's a Bible-believing church, and Pastor Tom Messer is a friend of mine, and also a special shout-out to Associate Pastor Bruce Kelnhofer. He's one of the associate pastors there. It's a great church. Come on by. It's a friendly church. We love people there at Trinity Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, 800 Hammond Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, after this half an hour live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com, then you can call me on my cell phone. But right now, I'm broadcasting worldwide on my cell phone, 904-504-4283 on blogtalkradio.com Quakeman70. And now I'm going to read some scripture out of the Holy Word of God, the Bible, King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. And Proverbs chapter 12. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. I'm reading out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, James Wayne Gregory Jr. This is GNN, Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70, locally and worldwide. Yes. I'm reading out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. Lost my place here. But the root, The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Don't lie. Repent. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Let me continue here in Proverbs chapter 12. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. That was Proverbs chapter 12, ladies and gentlemen. Proverbs chapter 12. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled quakeman30@gmail.com. And now I'm going to read out of this booklet, Days of Praise. Today's the January 12th, Monday, 2015. And happy New Year to everyone out there. And I'm glad you're listening to my live show. Later on, I'll upload this segment of my network, of my radio show, onto my Facebook and Twitter later on today, probably. Praise from the creation. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. That's Psalm 69:34. Stand by. Let me read that verse again. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. That's Psalm 69:34. And it says here in this Days of Praise booklet, we may not yet understand the full purpose of God in creation, but at least one aspect of that purpose is that all things created should somehow praise their creator. This theme occurs often in scripture, especially in the Psalms, for example, in addition to the exhortation in our text, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. That's Psalm 19, verse 1. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh. That's Psalm 96, 11 through 13, in the holy word of God. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. I bless you, Lord. Psalm 145, 10. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Psalm 148, 3 and 4 and 7 through 10. The Lord Jesus said that if men should refuse to praise him and should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. That's Luke 19, 40. Amen. Yet even though the whole creation in its beauty, complexity, and providential orderliness gives continual praise to its creator, men perversely have worshipped and served the creature, or more aptly stated, the creation, more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. How poignant, therefore, is the final verse of the book of Psalms. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's Psalm 150, verse 6. And that was from the Days of Praise with the Word of God. Okay. Still got about 10 minutes left of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And now here's some more harmonica music. At one time, I was invited on America's Got Talent, season number 5 on NBC. And I played my harmonica and sang a song. And also I put on a small kung fu demonstration. So here's some harmonica playing. Thank you. the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting days." I hate to be a bearer of bad news, ladies and gentlemen, but we are in the last days. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Repent. We all have to repent every day to keep our hearts right with God. And when we do sin, we confess our sins to God Almighty, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If any man say that they sin not, they're calling God a liar. We're sinners. Even after we become a believer in God, the Lord is my salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I love you. And we love him because he first loved us. And remember, if God be for us, who can be against us? Hey, I had a blessing given to me yesterday. I get blessings every day from God. A breath of air is a blessing from God. A bicycle. I got another bicycle. And, you know, I love bike riding. It's good exercise. And a special shout out to Brother Jim Davis. He goes to Trinity Baptist Church. He gave me this bicycle. So thank you very much. I'll be riding it sometime today here in the Jacksonville area. Yes. But right now I'm coming to you from my home here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. My name is James William Gregory Jr. I'm the pastor. And this is GMN Gregory News Network. Also, you can check out my YouTube broadcast under my name, James Gregory. Also, I'm on Facebook under James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News at GregoryOfNews. And like I said, it's a rainy day here in the Jacksonville, Florida area today. But it's supposed to warm up and into the 70s. So it's going to be a beautiful day. Praise the Lord. Stand by. Let me put in a good word for my sponsors once again. Home Video Studio, video services for everyone. Contact Miguel Salas, 250 Beach Boulevard, Jacksonville Beach, Florida, 32250. Number 904-612-302. Home Video Studio, video services for everyone. Give them a call, 904-612-302, or toll free, 877-618-3553. You can send them an email, miguel.s@homevideostudio.com. Also, they have a website, www.homevideostudio.com/JAX. Okay? Also, I want to put in a good word for Pit Barbecue since 1949. They're located at, this one is 3303 South San Pablo Road. Their phone number for takeout, call area code 904-223-1391, 904-223-1391. And I go to Trinity Baptist Church. That's my home church, Pastor Tom Messer. Special shout out to Pastor Tom Messer. He was just in Africa, and he just got back a few days ago. And so come on by. Trinity Baptist Church is a friendly church. They preach the word of God. Praise the Lord. They stand for the word of God. Their phone number at Trinity Baptist Church, 904-596-2400. 904-596-2400. They have services there on Saturdays and Sundays. They have services that on Saturdays at 5 p.m., Sunday 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and Sunday evening 6 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. You can check out Trinity Baptist Church, follow them on Instagram at TBCJex, also on Twitter, twitter.com/TBCJex, and also you can check out their Facebook at facebook.com/TBCJex, okay? Check out their main website, www.tbc.org. That's tbc.org, okay? And come on by the church anytime and say hi. That's the church I go to, and God bless you all. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you will have a home in heaven someday. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He did. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly by the power of God from the grave on the third day. He's alive forevermore. He's up in heaven right now on the right hand of the Father, seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He's praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. All power is given unto the Lord. All power. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. You cannot fool God. I can't fool God. You can't fool God. No one can. God knows everything, just to let you know. And you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory, Jr. I'm pastor and owner, by the grace of God, of GNN Gregory News Network. You can call me after this broadcast. Got about a minute left. It's a great day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great day. Praise the Lord for another day that God hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he is. He will never fail us. At times we fail him, but he will never fail us. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Got 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm glad you're listening. And thank you, Lord, for putting up with us. Your love is so great. Thank you, Lord. And, oh, by the way, it didn't work out between me and Maria, so I'm looking for another Christian girl, a Christian lady to date. You know, I was married for almost 16 years. My wife divorced me, and she's not coming back to me, so now I'm looking for another Christian lady to date here in the Jacksonville, Florida area. Okay, less than a minute to go, and well, listen, you have a great day. And God bless you. If you ever want to get my newsletter, The Gregory Report, it's only $1. And if any kind of contribution for my network, $10 or higher, much appreciated. Let me know. Give me a call, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. That's my cell phone number. And okay, well, listen, wrapping up, you have a great day. May God richly bless you and keep you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, okay? It's a Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., signing off for now. Have a great day. Take care.